fractures, and family. So, to put it simply, I broke my foot. Saturday, we decided to go to the zoo. I went with my mom and four cousins here. One cousin is 9, one is 7, one is 5, and the last, youngest one, is only 1 year old. We had our hands full. It wasn't what I pictured as a zoo, but it had animals and beautiful nature nonetheless. After we finished the entire tour and were walking back to get ice cream to go home, we heard the lions begin roaring. The lions never roar at this zoo. So my mom, Carmita, asked who wanted to go back and see them. We were all tired, but of course the curious 5-year-old boy, Michael, wanted to go back. So I slightly begrudgingly took him, while Carmita and the 3 other kids went to get ice cream. We walked back, and as we approached the lions, I stepped on a rock. I stepped on this rock a little strangely, and my foot rolled inward until I heard that dreaded k-k. I didn't even fall. Simply, my foot rolled inward. Immediately, I saw a small swelling bump appear on my foot, and immediately, I got extremely nauseous. I lay down on my back from the nausea as my 5-year-old cousin begged, "Vamos a leer los leones, let's go see the lions." I called my host mom and asked her to come help me, as she told me later she thought the growling lions had escaped or something worse. But no, a minute later, other zoo visitors appeared running and carried me to a small resting place, followed by my mom. I began having trouble feeling my hands, and I was in tons of pain, my first cry in Ecuador. But the best part, the random visitors at the zoo were some of the kindest people I have ever met. They held my hand and rubbed my head, gave me candies and fanned me, while my mom dealt with 4 children and the calling of an ambulance. Days later, they called my mom to check in and see how I was doing, and they invited me to visit them in Riobamba, another city in Ecuador. The kindness of strangers reminds me how good the world can be. So eventually, after an ambulance ride and 2 hospitals later, I knew I had a broken foot. I'll be completely honest and tell you it has been a rough few days. Having a broken foot in Ecuador is not easy, and of course, I'm constantly worried, will I be able to dance again? It is now that I realize how much I relied on being able to move freely around Ecuador. I am bummed that these last 2 weeks in my community, I can't go to the rivers, and I can't dance with my dance group. It's a challenge to just lay in bed and rest, knowing that I want to be taking full advantage of these last few days I have in this wonderful place. However, with this break, I am seeing how wonderful my family here is. My cousins that all rode in the ambulance with me. My grandma that met me at the hospital. Michael, Tamia, and Michael that continue having dance parties in my room, but also occasionally snuggle up beside me and keep me company in my bed. But of course, I cannot forget my U.S. family that answers my full tally freakout calls in the middle of their own crazy lives. And yeah, while this is a challenge to just sit back and rest, it's also a learning experience. I am learning so much firsthand about the medical system here. I am learning what it is like to live in a city where there is not much access for people who need accommodations for wheelchairs, crutches, etc. I am seeing and feeling the great love I have around me here in a place I call home.